Hello, and welcome to What's My Tagline? I'm your host, Carol Flagg. Thanks for tuning in. On this show, we put our microphone in front of a variety of industry experts to understand the factors influencing messaging, branding, social, and online reputations in healthcare. You can follow the conversation on Twitter at hashtag What's My Tagline, and be sure to follow me at Carol Flagg. My guest today is Terry Sanders, the Senior Vice President of Enterprise Marketing and Communications for the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, which of course we all know as HIMSS. Terry is an award-winning marketing, communications, and brand strategist, and she joins me today to talk about her career, the recent branding change for HIMSS, and some of her other projects and passions. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carol. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you today. You know, I'm excited to learn about the recent HIMSS branding. I've been seeing it all over Twitter, and I love your background. I read your bio probably four
Thank
or five
you
times.
So much.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. Before we get in, as my audience knows, and I know you got a heads up, my first question of all my guests is, if you had to describe yourself as a tagline, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, this question is so thought-provoking.
It's the question that everybody fears but loves the most.
I was like, oh my gosh, why am I so uncertain of what I want my tagline to be? Like, who am I as a tagline? Why don't I have an answer to this? I should. So when I thought about it, I kept coming back to one of these quotes that I often use when I'm doing brand strategy and campaigns, consulting, whatever I'm doing. What you say matters. Who, when, and where determine how much. And for me, it's simple, but it's so applicable to your professional life, to your personal life. What you say is important, but how you say it, who you say it to, and when, sort of getting that right message to the right person at the right time in the right way, for all the stars aligning. And that's how I think about what we do. It's really getting all those stars aligned. So maybe that's the tagline as well.
Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking.
And that's so interesting. That to me, really just speaks to the heart and soul of what marketing is, because, you know, it really is that timing issue. Like, you can have the best messaging and, you know, branding in the world, but if it's not delivered in the right time frame or to the right audience, mm-hmm. or with the right inflection, it changes everything.
It totally does. You can miss the mark. You approach a person in the wrong way, right? So if I am trying to talk to this CEO, but I approach him through social media, that's probably not my best strategy. It all depends. It really is all of these things coming together, being very, very thoughtful, and planning is so critical to everything that we do under the marketing communications umbrella.
Yeah. Well, there are, there obviously are examples, historical examples of companies that spent a tremendous amount of money on changing their brand or marketing campaign and fell flat on their face.
Yes, and we do not want that to be situation.
ever. if we do, we're doing a different show, right?
Right. Yes. So what's my nightmare?
What's my nightmare? What's my nightmare?
That's what it is.
Yeah. And a lot of money on a marketing and brand rebranding campaign, and it didn't work. So before we talk about the recent rebranding of him, tell us about you. Like, what's your background? Mm-hmm. I read your bio, but for the benefit of our listening audience, you know, give us a synopsis of Terry Sanders and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. That's what I always say, even when I would interview for a job. It's an interesting journey, but the one thread, no matter what, is healthcare. Healthcare is so very important to me. It's my passion. I have my MPH in public health.
Yeah.
And when I started my career, I actually started in a fellowship program with Blue Cross Blue Shield Brand Association. And it was this amazing opportunity to go into sort of a niche in the healthcare space, a brand association. There aren't that many of them. And learn every aspect. It was a rotational fellowship. And I started in health policy and rotated through all kinds of areas, business development, which I really enjoy, strategic services and finance. And after that, I spent 3 years working with doctors and physicians and physician associations and advocacy groups, building clinical programs. When we think about where healthcare is today, the work that we were trying to do then was making that shift to from volume to value. We built centers of excellence, programs together, and initiatives to really stress quality in the health space, the health delivery space. That was fantastic. And I think that experience really helped me understand the physician perspective. I spent so much time working with them, and I've taken that knowledge through my career. So I went from building clinical programs into strategic services and helping enterprises come together to service the healthcare space and be thinking about enterprise from that enterprise perspective. And then I had the opportunity to transition into the technology space, as well as insurance. So that's quite interesting. But I learned so much there. When I started, actually, it was a team of three, and we were trying to create this marketing and communications program from nothing for the company that, again, focused on the quality of care and the care experience. And it was just wonderful. I just learned so many things. And really, I'm really very proud of the time that I spent there. You know, when you have a small team, you learn a lot because you don't have a choice.
Right. Everybody wears 20 hats, exactly.
Yes. And, you know, from there, I was asked to come on board with the healthcare consultancy and help them take their organization to the next level. They've grown very organically, very successful. You know, but as you're thinking about scalability and your long-term strategy for any organization, you have to be thinking about what's next. How do we keep that pipeline going? You know, how do we stay relevant? Things of that nature. And so I had the opportunity to come in and work with them. And, you know, I can say that I have officially worked for any stakeholder in the health space. And I think that is so valuable. Is that all, you know, B2B, B2C, you know, I feel like I've just been thrown into the deep end on both of those. It's just, it's been such a great ride. And I feel like every experience comes into play no matter where my career seems to take me. There's just lessons and experience that's relevant that I can carry forward.
Yeah, that's so interesting. As you were going through that, and I'd read your bio, in my head I was like ticking it off. Okay, the payer side, the clinician side, the patient side, the IT side. Do you know what I mean? It's just like every single touch point. I was like, is there anything I'm really missing here? Like, no, I think she pretty much checked all those boxes.
Yeah, and you know, I did my internship at a hospital while I was in graduate school. So I like to think I've got some of that provider experience in the actual care space itself as well. But, you know, who knows, maybe that'll be, you know, where I end my career, full circle, go back into care delivery, who knows. But it's just been, I feel so grateful for the opportunities that I've had. I really am.
Yeah. And how did you end up at HIMSS, and how long have you been there? And, you know, tell us a little bit about that and your specific role there.
So HIMSS is sort of in the next iteration of itself. It's evolving. As you know, Steve Lieber, who was CEO, retired, and a new CEO came on board, Hal Wolf. And with the changing of the guard, you know, that sort of also begins a new organizational strategy, right? A refreshed, enhanced organizational strategy. And one of the things that the new CEO knew he wanted to do, one of the first things he knew he wanted to do was bring together marketing communications functions for the enterprise. The organization had had some silos, and those silos wouldn't support the organization's long-term success.
Oh.
So yeah. Enter a new role and a new department, enterprise marketing communication. And so I spoke with the CEO when he was recruiting for the role. We talked for a long time to ensure it was a good fit for the organization, ensure it was a good fit for me as well. I've been with Hims now for almost 2 years. Time just flies by. Wow. I feel like I literally just stepped onto. Yeah. I feel like I just started, but I didn't. It's been almost 2 years. And we've done some really amazing things. I'm so incredibly proud of everyone that's in my department. We've got marketing, communications, and digital marketing, and design as well. And it's just been such an amazing experience. I experienced Hims as a member, as someone looking for education, as a person, attending the Global Health Conference. But being behind the scenes, it's just been amazing. It's such a mission-driven, committed organization.
Yeah.
In all the good ways.
It's so interesting that you talk about that, moving from that siloed effect, because obviously a lot of big companies and big organizations, as they grow and expand, and especially if it's done relatively quickly, you end up, perhaps with, compartment kind of thing, right? Where it's, in all mm-hmm. pieces, maybe all the pieces work separately, but putting it all together, having that vision to go, okay, we're going to have a mission that drives all of the various components of this organization is not easy to do, but really is benefits everybody.
That's true. It's not easy to do, but what has been, you made a really good point, actually. I want to go back to it because you're right. Most organizations, when you're in that era of change, it can be very difficult. There's a reason why, change management is a thing today. But the Hims team, this is probably one of the most seamless transitions from a change management, because the mission is first and foremost, and everyone is rallied behind it. So it's been really cool to see. I was a little nervous coming into a new place. How are people, what's the appetite for a new role, a new person, change? But the folks have just been so supportive, and, everybody says their company is a family, but it does feel like a family at him.
Yeah, yeah. And that really is the best of all possible worlds when you wake up and go to work each day.
It is. And, we focus a lot on internal change management, our internal culture, just to reinforce things, strengthen things, just to make sure that we're not putting more on the organization than it can bear.
Yeah, yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to What's My Tagline, and my guest today is Terry Sanders, the Senior Vice President of Enterprise Marketing and Communications for Hims. So Terry, branding, messaging, big
branding.
Changes as well. Yes. So obviously, like a lot of my colleagues and peers and our audience, we've been hearing about the branding change that is coming along down the pipe with Hims. Talk to us about the concept behind the change and the vision.
Yes. So we are launching a new brand. We will actually begin the official launch next Thursday. So knock on all the wood. Thank you. But this is such a, this is such an exciting and transformative time in health. the ecosystem is just undergoing unprecedented change. And what we want to make sure that we are truly prepared and serving the industry as it needs from us to ensure that this evolution is successful, that the change happens. So we have really gone inward. We've spent 18 months in research and planning and discovery, listening to our members, talking to our members, talking to the industry, talking to the non-traditional, the new disruptors in the industry, just gathering data. What do you need? What are your expectations? And making sure that HIM can serve those needs and meet those expectations. We want to revitalize our brand. We've been around for, I don't want to say it's a century, but not that far from it.
It's a long time, right? Right. HIMs did not appear on the scene like with the high tech gadget meaningful use, right? It's just decades and right. decades before that. That's a great point. Right.
And so we knew we needed to sort of revitalize and breathe new life into our brand. We also need to make sure that we're very clear about who we are, what our value proposition is, how we're here to serve. Because there were some silos, you know, people are moving and with the best of intentions, what happens is your brand becomes spread and it becomes inconsistent and unclear.
Yeah.
And we had that problem. If you ask someone who is HIM, I don't know what answer you might get. And we want to make sure that that's clear. So we are really looking at ourselves, what can we do better? How can we do better? Because we just want to serve our 80,000 members so much better and just continuously improve.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, HIMS is obviously not a U.S. brand, but it's a global brand. So that's, you're looking for that consistency, across the world, right? Because, I saw the tweets about your presentation at the HIMS Asia Pacific conference, debuting the new brand, and again, to create a new brand really for a worldwide audience is not a small task.
It is not a small task. We spent 18 months just doing that research and discovery, and the last 8 months have been on implementation, just to be as thoughtful as we possibly can be. Are we testing everything as much as we can before launching? We don't want to launch the new brand and misstep, right? That's my nightmare. We don't want the nightmare.
What's my nightmare?
We want to do it right. Yes. We want to do it right. So we started with internal preparations. We're doing immersion training. We've built a very comprehensive training program internally, with recordings as well, so that folks can go back and refresh. We have such a robust guidelines document that we built out. We're going to make that digital so that it lives and breathes and will continuously evolve. You know, when we need to make enhancements or adjustments or changes, or, you know, when we enter our, you know, the next iteration of our organization, our strategy, we'll be able to support that. We started with all of this work internally because each person within the organization is a brand ambassador.
So all of this really officially then launches next week, correct? As far as the actual new
it
brand?
It does. Officially.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so it's launching next week. Now, I will say, you know, with any brand launch, you know, it's never one and done. So we do have phases built in behind this. When we flip the switch, every single thing that is an entity, a piece of collateral, or that lives under the HIMS universe, you know, we'll go into sort of the continuous update cycle to make sure we touch everything over the course of the next fiscal year. Our fiscal year ends in June. So we hope to be done
by June with the launch. So we've spread it out over 8 months.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense given the scope and the breadth of like all those dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and all the things that goes into launching a rebranding campaign.
Yes. And again, you know, sort of when I'm thinking about my tagline, you know, you've got all these new ideas and systems and technology, and that's great that if that's available to help you, but if we don't apply it in the right places at the right time and be very thoughtful and strategic, we will miss the opportunity.
Yeah, right. So we've got a little time left in our conversation today. Mm-hmm. And I would love to talk to you a little bit about your work in Chicago, some of the things that you're doing to support women in diversity. So tell us a little bit about that. I have the benefit of reading your bio, but tell our audience about some of the things that you're doing in the Chicago area that relate more towards perhaps, you know, personal passion projects or related to supporting other women especially.
In my personal life, I have created a networking group of professional women. This started with my immediate network. We get together a minimum of twice a year just to encourage one another. And it's informal, but it's one of my, whenever we get together, it's one of my favorites. It just lifts my whole year. And sometimes, you know, we'll get together, maybe we'll do a whiskey tasting, or we'll sit down and do vision boards and plan for the year together and encourage each other. And we've got a little email distribution list. So if someone's looking for a job or needs encouragement or is dealing with something, they can send a note out to the whole group and, you know, get support from other women. You know, not to say that men can't empathize and understand what it is that we go through and deal with professionally. There's nothing like a good group of girlfriends.
I totally agree.
And I've got some ground rules, right? There's no cattiness. Cattiness is not allowed. There's no gossip. You know, none of those things that society usually tells us that women do. None of us do that. But I really enjoy that. And it's just informal. Sometimes it'll be at my house. It'll be at one of the other women's houses. But I get so much fulfillment and renewal from those women. I really appreciate them very much. So that's what I've been doing in my personal life. But in my professional life, I have jumped sort of headfirst into the diversity, inclusion, and equity space. I was the diversity chair for WellPoint in Illinois for 5 years, doing community service. And, you know, I think it's always interesting to have discussions or forums about diversity and inclusion and equity because, you know, for so long, people just treated diversity as race or gender or sexual orientation. But it's so much more than that. We're all diverse, no matter what our race is, our gender, or sexual orientation. There's so many levels to it. Everything that makes us a unique individual makes us diverse and different, and there's so much value in that. And so I've done a lot of work with that at every company that I've been at. And Denise Hines, who joined HIMSS as the Chief America's Officer, say Dr. Denise Hines.
Yeah.
She has spearheaded a new diversity effort with HIMSS. HIMSS has some very robust, very successful programs already in place, so we thought we can do more. So we're expanding our diversity efforts to ensure everyone everywhere has access to health and wellness ecosystem that really works. Access to resources and education and tools that will truly help you drive your career, your professional development. We are expanding our communities into the HIMSS Global Health Equity Network, the first of its kind. We're bringing under that umbrella our African-American, Latinx, and women in health IT communities that have been incredibly successful programs. I'm just so excited about it. This program is going to do things, I think, that very few equity programs have done, at least in healthcare. Let me not say the world. I like to think we're going to change the world. We are changing
the world. I'm so excited
about this. We've got such great reception from our members already. I think it's going to be really, really something. And it's necessary. We need to have a place where we all feel that you are accepted, you are heard, valuable, and you are included.
Well, you let me know, seriously, what we could do to help further that message. I love that. And, you know, just your whole story and what you have to talk about and the things that you're passionate about.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. And if you have not been to a Women in Health IT meeting, you should come. If you'll be at the Global Health Conference, the Women in Health IT reception is always an enriching, inspiring, fabulous time.
Yeah. Like,
it is amazing. So you've got to come.
I went to the Women in Health IT reception at HIMSS 2 years ago. It was wonderful. Fabulous. You know?
Oh, and, did you? Oh, okay. So you already know. Yeah.
I did. I know. But what I really should do is move to Chicago and join your women's group.
Yes.
Our last
outing was axe throwing. I don't know if you've ever been axe throwing, but it's very fun.
That sounds cathartic. Terry, it's been so great talking with you today.
You too. Thanks so much, Carol.
Absolutely. I'm gonna look into that. You can learn more about Terry Sanders, of course, at HIMSS.org, and be sure to follow HIMSS on Twitter at HIMSS. You can share your thoughts and comments about the show on Twitter at hashtag What's My Tagline, or visit the program page on healthcarenowradio.com. You can also reach out to me on Twitter at Carol Flagg. And, of course, you can email me directly at carol@healthcarenowradio.com. You can now listen to all the great programming on Healthcare Now Radio on your Amazon Echo or Google Home. Just ask your favorite assistant to play Healthcare Now Radio station. And, of course, you can listen to the podcast of this show and all the others on the station on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever your favorite podcast channel resides. And be sure to like us and give us a rating. We'd appreciate it. Until next time, I'm Carol Flagg, and I want to know, what's your tagline?